The well-being of whales gets a lot of support from people around the world. By contrast, most of us would like to see cockroaches vanish from the earth, or at least from our own kitchens. But in Texas, cockroaches are getting some love. The Houston Museum of Natural Science has stockpiled more than 700 of the creepy crawlers for an exhibit that opened earlier this week. Nancy Gregg is an entomologist overseeing the exhibit. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, John. Nice to be here.
Now, this is a science museum, so an insect exhibit makes sense. But why cockroaches?
Cockroaches kind of get a bad rap. They are actually really important in recycling and cleaning up the earth. They're scavengers by nature, which is perhaps why they're so successful and why they have been able to move into our domain. They eat mostly decaying vegetation, so they're sanitary engineers. There's almost 4,000 known species, but only about 12 of those actually are considered pests and get in our house.
Mm. And actually, the ones in our house are just cleaning up our kitchen, too.
Exactly.
What does your exhibit look like?
There's a little dome that you stick your head into, and a light goes on, and it's basically a little kitchen floor scene, and there's a lot of cockroaches in there. They don't seem to be bothered by your peering at them.
So how did you acquire your cockroaches?
Well, we actually had a little campaign here in town asking people to bring in their cockroaches, and we would pay 25 cents per roach if they were in good shape. And yes, we had all sorts of people. We had girls, boys, adults bringing in their roaches, anywhere from just one or two and up to several hundred in one case.
My God.
So...
That's scary. They had to be alive, though, I imagine.
They had to be alive. Mm-hmm. They had to be American cockroaches, not German cockroaches, not any other kind of cockroach.
Are the roaches breeding and reproducing? Or are you
feeding them?
What's happening?
They're in their container, and they seem quite happy. And, yes, they will reproduce, certainly. And they're very well fed here, of course. We give them cake mix and dog food and oranges. So, yeah, they're...
Heaven for a cockroach.
Yes, heaven, absolutely.
Do you have a favorite fun fact about cockroaches?
Fun facts. Well, one, that they're tremendously ancient. You can look at a fossil cockroach, and they look, for all intents and purposes, very much like the cave cockroaches that we have on display. The American cockroach is one of the very fastest insects. The tiger beetle is the fastest runner, but the American cockroach comes in second, and it's something incredible, like the human equivalent would be running 400 miles an hour, something just mind-blowing.
Wow.
So that's pretty cool. And they're just tremendously resistant and versatile, and you have to admire them.
Nancy Gregg is an entomologist at the Houston Museum of Natural Science. Thanks very much for talking to us about cockroaches.
You're very welcome, John. Thank you.